Okay, good evening. We are going to discuss the last few weeks. We discussed the topic of patient autonomy. Those are the last two shiurim I've given. So the first time we gave, I gave over a few cases that where there is such a thing as patient autonomy. We discussed the background for why the halacha views, or what the halacha view is in terms of patient autonomy, i.e. that our nefesh belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the proper sources. We gave that in the past. I wanted to discuss something that comes up. I think I mentioned at the end of last week's shiur, that maybe we would talk about it this week, and that's the concept of cosmetic surgery, plastic surgery, because that is a great example of a case where, you know, the doctor almost, not always, but almost always is not going to be the one that says you need to get plastic surgery. It's always going to be the patient saying, I want cosmetic surgery. Obviously, there are cases, and we're not talking about that, but there are obviously cases when it's more of a, in the pikuach nefesh realm, you know, burn victims, etc., etc., born with certain, you know, disfigurations, those type of things. But you know, the large majority of cosmetic surgery are people going to the doctor and saying, I want X fixed, I want a nose job, I want... So is a patient autonomous enough to make those decisions in the eyes of halacha? That's obviously going to be another potential example. So what I'm going to discuss is a couple of tshuvos that the poskim give on this topic. Can you see me? You can see me, okay. A few tshuvos on the topic. I'm not really going to be mechadish anything. We're just going to discuss... It's really two perspectives, as we would say in Mishnaic language, Shnayim Shein Arba. It's like two perspectives that really are four perspectives, but the different perspectives involved in cosmetic surgery, and we'll see how much time we have left. It'll probably be a little bit of a shorter shiur due to the crowd. Okay, so the first shuva I wanted to discuss is a shuva that Rav Moshe has. Rav Moshe writes in Zegris Moshe in Choshen Mishpat in Chelek Beis in Simen Samech Vav the following. His opinion is based off of a Rambam that we've discussed the past few weeks, which is the Rambam at the beginning of the fifth parak of Hilchos Chov LeMazik, where the Rambam writes, and I read, Aser la'adam lachvol bein ba'atzmo bein b'chavero, a person coming from the Mishnah and Bava Kama on Tzadi Beis, Tzadi Aleph Amud Beis, Tzadi Amud Beis, that a person is not allowed to be chovel someone else or himself, hurt, injure someone else or himself. V'la chovel bilvad al kol amaka adam kasher mi'Yisrael, you hit anyone, it's always a problem. Has over below. So I say the Isser de Oraisa is Shenemar lo Yosef lakos. So based off the pasuk in Parshas Kisetze, Arba'im Yakenu lo Yosef. You have to give the person 40 lashes. He cannot pen Yosef lakos. So Aleila pen Yosef. The Gemara learns in Ksuvus and many other places that there's an Isser de Oraisa to hit one's friend. The Rambam has a specific term here that many of the Achronim pick up on, and that's the Rambam writes. Again, lo achovel bilvad al kol amaka adam kasher miYisrael ben katan ben gadol ben ish ben isha, hitting anyone from the Jewish nation derech nitzayon. In other versions, this is the Frankel edition. But other versions have derech bizayon. It means in a manner of like strife, argumentative, in a fighting manner. Then you're over the iser. So it seems to be that is the iser is defined by hitting specifically in a negative way, in a manner of strife. So we pointed out already last week, I think maybe 2 weeks ago, there are nafkaminas. An extreme example of this nafkamina would be what the Minchas Chinuch writes, which is that, and not everyone agrees with this as we pointed out, but Minchas Chinuch thinks one's allowed to give permission to someone else to hit them. Flourishes, and there's no iser. Because it's not derech nitzayim once you give the permission. Now, we discuss that at length, but that's how far it goes. Anyways, our Moshe in this tshuva understands, also takes this Rambam literally, and says, therefore, the only time there's an Isser of Chavala, an Isser d'oraisa to hit someone, is when it's derech nitzayim, when it's in a manner of strife. So the question he was posed with, Rav Moshe in this tshuva, was that there was a young woman who was looking to start dating, and she wanted to have some sort of cosmetic surgery. I don't remember, I have to look at it again, if it was specifically like a nose job or something. In the Chalkas Yaakov, in the Chuvah, I'm going to bring in a second, it was specifically, I think, a nose job. But some sort of cosmetic surgery for the purpose of getting married. Is that mutter? That's what they posed to Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe said, the only time Chavala is a problem is when it's in a manner of strife, but if a person's doing it to look better, then presumably there would be no Isser of Chavala. And he really brings four sources four or five, I should say, but four sources that we're going to go through, or four proofs, I should say, for this idea. The first is the Gemara in Bava Kamma on Tzadi Aleph Amud Beis, really where the source of this din in the Rambam. The Gemara there is a comment there of Chista, when he would walk by thorns on the floor, what he would do is he would pick up his, right, they had these long robes, and he would pick up his robe and walk, and nothing would cover his feet. His feet would be bare, and he would walk on the thorns. And the svar, the logic was that his skin, after it gets cut, it can grow back, but the garment, once it's ripped, it can't grow back. That's what the Gemara says. So Rav Moshe says, oh, you see from here that if there was an Isser to do this, obviously you wouldn't be allowed to do such a thing. So obviously there was any, because it was what he calls derech halichaso, that was just the way he walked. That's not derech nitzayon. It wasn't like it was hurting himself. He was just on his path. So therefore there's no Isser of chaval in such a case. That's his first source. His second source is from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin on Peites Amud Aleph, going on to Peites Amud Beis, tells us that the Mishnah tells us that hamevater b'divrei navi, someone who doesn't listen to a navi, is chayiv misa. So the Gemara there brings a story from Malachim Aleph. The Gemara there tells us that, were you here on, I don't know if anyone, by Yom HaTzmaot, was it Yom HaTzmaot? We had a shir, and he gave this story actually from Malachim, that Ben-Hadad, who was the king of Aram, laid a siege onto the Jewish people, and the king at the time was Achav. Achav was not a good king. He was a very bad king. Anyways, the Navi was Micha at the time. The Navi comes to comes to Achav and tells him, you know, Ben-Hadad's going to fight, but don't worry, Hashem's going to make sure you win. And he wins the war, everything's good. The Navi comes back to him and says, you won the war, he's going to come back in a year from now to, you know, fight again. And as the Navi predicted, a year later he comes back, you know, stronger than ever, now in the plains as opposed to the mountains, as the Navi tells us. And they fight again, and this time again, Micha tells Achav, don't worry, you're going to lead them, and you're going to win. And the same thing happens, they win the war, and everyone's pretty much killed. Ben-Hadad, the king of Aram, runs away. And word gets around that Achav wants to see Ben-Hadad. And Ben-Hadad goes to Achav, and he surrenders himself. And instead of Achav then killing him, keeping him in jail, Achav has a deal with him. You know, you give me something, and you can go back, and you can go home. So Micha was not happy about this. Again, I'm not going into the story, but Micha was not happy about what Achav did. Achav was not supposed to let Ben-Hadad just go walk away. So the way he wanted to express his frustration or whatever, or Hashem's frustration with Achav, was the following. He walked over to someone, Micha did, and he told that someone to hit himself. He said, Hakenina, hit me. Because Hashem wants you to hit me, says Micha. And the friend says, no, I'm not going to hit you. And Micha tells him, okay, the fact that you now didn't hit me, didn't listen to me, you're going to be punished. And the pasuk says he was killed by a lion as soon as he left. Then the Gemara says someone else hit him, and he goes and he sends his message to Ben-Hadad. You can read the story there, that he did the wrong thing. He needed to look like he was beaten up or whatever. But either way, what comes out of the story is that the fact that they didn't listen to, that the friend didn't listen to Micha when Micha said to hit me, so he was then punished by getting killed by a lion. So Rav Moshe says, you see from here exactly what our idea is. The Gemara says that how do we know that you're supposed to listen to a Navi? How do we know if a Navi is believable? Why should I be Chayiv Misa? I don't know if it's a Navi. Why is the person who was listening to Micha Chayiv to listen to him? How does he know it's the right thing? So the Gemara says, tries figuring it out, and the Gemara finally says, Adam Mochzak Shaini. That a person who already has the precedent of being a Navi, of being someone so righteous, so you know, and you're supposed to listen to them. So Rav Moshe says, the Gemara should have given over a Chiddush that even though there's an Isser d'oraisa to hit Micha, still you were allowed to. But the Gemara doesn't say that. Because Rav Moshe explains, the idea is, there was no Isser to hit Micha at that point. Why? Because what Micha said, this is the Ratzon Hashem. Hashem wants you to hit me so I can look a certain way when I go to the king. So at that point, that's not called Derech Nitzayon anymore. That's not called hitting in a manner of strife. Because you're just hitting because that's the Ratzon Hashem. That's the will of God. And even if, Rav Moshe explains Barichos, even if you say, you know, that maybe they didn't know Micha was a Navi, but it was still, he was saying, do it because God wants it. So obviously it wasn't in a manner of fighting. So either way, that's Rav Moshe's second proof that you see hitting in such a case when Micha, when the Navi says hit me because God wants you to hit me, that's not, there's no Isser at all of Chavala, that's not called Derech Nitzayon. That's the second proof. The third proof is from a Gemara in Sanhedrin on Peidalad Amud Beis. The Gemara tells us, the Gemara here tries figuring out whether a son can bloodlet for his father. It's a big question in medical halacha, because whether a son can be a doctor for a father. Or would he be Chayiv Misa, exactly. So the Gemara tells us, Ben Moshe Yakiz Dam La'aviv. So the Gemara says, can a son bloodlet for his father? Rav Masna Amar, V'ahavta L'Reicha Kamocha. Rav Masna says, the Pasuk says, V'ahavta L'Reicha Kamocha. What does that mean? Rashi says, Lo Huzaru Yisrael Mila'asos L'Chavirehem, Ella Davar She'eno Chafetz La'asos La'atzmo. The Jewish people were not warned to do to their friend only something that they wouldn't want done to themselves. So Rav Moshe says, what does Rashi mean? So he explains, Rashi is not saying that any time a person says, no, it's not a big deal, you can just hit them. That's not true. Just because a person says it's fine doesn't mean you can hit them. You can still hurt someone, and it can be an iser of chavala. If a person, you know, likes getting hurt, there's an iser chavala if you hit him. But what is Rashi saying? Rashi's saying that the chavala in this case is for the benefit of the father, because it's hakazas dam, it's bloodletting, it was some sort of refuah, some sort of medicine. Everyone wants medicine, everyone wants the good thing. Why? Because mitzat, and everyone wants to give it, because mitzat ahava, out of love, you always want to do good by other people. So if that's true, it doesn't make sense to aser someone to do something good on someone else. So really what Rav Masna is saying is, you don't need a pasuk to say a son can bloodlet for his father. It's v'avta l'reicha kamocha. That's just the way the world works. If he's doing something for his benefit, that's not a problem. Rav Moshe says, you see, when you have chavala that's not derech nitzayon, not in a manner of strife in a negative way, then there's no iser involved. And therefore, again, just like our case of cosmetic surgery, there's no iser involved because it's not in a manner of strife. It's for the benefit of, in this case, the young woman. He gives one more proof at the very end. He writes, it's a ktsas raya, a kind of a proof, I guess. And that's from the Gemara, the Mishnah in Bechoros. The Mishnah in Bechoros tells us a Kohen that was born with like an extra finger. So the Gemara tells us, if the finger has a bone in it, you can't cut it off. But if it doesn't, you can cut it off. So Rav Moshe says, if you look in the first Mishnah in the first parak of Bechoros, and the first mission in the second parak of Bechoros, it talks about things that you're not supposed to do, but if you do them, it's okay. And the Gemara uses the language of, afal pisha eino rashai, still you're allowed to. Even though you're not allowed to, you can still do it. So Rav Moshe says, why doesn't the Gemara say that here? If he's born with an extra finger, without any cartilage, without any bone in it, so afal pisha eino rashai, you're not allowed to because there's an iser chaval, you can't hurt yourself, but if he does it, he's still not pasul l'kahuna. Right, he can still serve. He can still do the avodah in the Beis Hamikdash. Why doesn't the Gemara say that? Rav Moshe says, "You see, because in this case, there's no prohibition whatsoever, because he's not doing it to hurt himself. He's doing it because he only wants five fingers, not six. He's doing it for his benefit. So that's a fourth proof that, again, anything that's not derech nitzayon, as the Rambam tells us, anything that's not in a manner of strife, would be totally okay to do. And therefore, Rav Moshe tells us." And I'll read you. El tzarich lomar, it's a kevan shehu linoi, shelachein hu letov aso, just like by the Kohen, he cuts it off so he looks better. Sherotze bazeh, leke eser dechoval. There's no eser of chavala, vave mizeh, raya mamish lo uvda didan. And that's a great proof for our case of the woman who wants to get cosmetic surgery, so she can have an easier time getting married. Shekol shekein benara, shayafo yoser tzorech, vetovala mila ish. That beauty is more important for the women than the men, so all the more so, obviously, that's going to be important for her. V'chule, v'chule. And then, ein isha l'liofi shavada yesh lahachshiv shehu l'tovasa. Obviously, this was meant to be a benefit for her. U'muteres lachvol b'shvil l'hisyafos. And therefore, it would be mutter to be chova, to get chavala, to hurt yourself, to injure yourself, to injure someone else, in order to beautify oneself. I believe, I'm not 100% sure, but I think they say that the Rav held this way also. The Rav Soloveitchik also thought that it would be mutter to do a cosmetic surgery if it's to beautify yourself, because that's not called derech nitzayon, like the Rambam says. There are a few things that one has to think about in this tshuva of Rav Moshe. Firstly, Rav Moshe's case is a case when the woman was doing it for the purpose of shiduchim, for the purpose of getting married. And the question is, how far would he extend that principle? Right? There's a need here.
She's already married.
If she's already married, or she just wants a, at this point it's no longer a she, even a he, just wants a nose job or whatever. So Moshe says that's not what he's discussing. He's discussing when there's some sorech, there's some need for shiduchim, and then he says it's no eser chavala. That's number one. Number two, Rav Moshe doesn't discuss anything about sakana. Right? So obviously he's talking to a case when there's almost no sakana. But what happens if there's something that's a little more dangerous? So he doesn't discuss that.
Yeah, there's always a danger with putting somebody under
anesthetic. Yeah, there's always a little danger. And in fact, Rav Moshe has a tshuva. I don't know if we're going to get to it today, but in Yordan Chelek Beis and Simon Ayin Dalet, he discusses a case of a woman that gave birth through a C-section, and then the doctor, the next time she's pregnant, the doctor say, we're going to do a C-section. And we're going to do it a little earlier than your due date, whatever it is. And they went to Rav Moshe, and Rav Moshe basically said, you can't do that. You have to do it the normal way. It's a tshuva we'll discuss at a different time. But in that tshuva, he writes explicitly that every surgery, there's a chashash sakana. So how come there, every surgery is a chashash sakana, here there's not? So it has to be figured out. But sakana doesn't like enter the conversation in this tshuva of Rav Moshe. It's really all about the iser of chaval, of injuring. That doesn't apply when it's not derech nitzayon, when it's not in a manner of strife. But he is mekel in such a case. One of the other mekelim is the tshuva of the Chalkas Yaakov, Rav Yaakov Breish. So he discusses in his chelak of Choshen Mishpat in Simen Lamed Aleph, and he first brings up the Ramah in Simen Reish Mem Aleph in Yoredeya, in Sif Gimel, that any time that one is going to remove some form of pain, you're allowed to amputate a leg, for example, just to remove pain. That's kind of what he discusses. That pain is such an important factor in things like surgery or any medicine, that we would be allowed to do that just to remove pain. And it's not just any physical pain. The Gemara in Shabbos Anun he brings. The Gemara in Shabbos Anun Amud Beis tells us that one's not allowed to, let's say, if one has a lot of like scabs and boils on his skin, so you're not allowed to just stam, you know, remove them just because they're a little painful or whatever. You're allowed to remove them if they're a little painful or whatever. But b'shvil liyafos aser. But if you just remove them, just to beautify yourself, it's aser. That's what the Gemara in Shabbos and Nunnah Beis tells us. Why? Because it's the iser of begadisha. The Rashi tells us there, but the Gemara tells us that the iser of begadisha, you're not allowed to wear the garment of a woman. So that by doing things just to beautify yourself, stam, there's a big tshuva that I think the Chalkas Yaakov even quotes this, if I remember correctly. But quote from the Divrei Chaim and others about dyeing your beard. Because Me'ikar Adin, that's probably Bagadisha, there are Hatirim, but again,
using mirrors,
yeah, but this is something you're doing with Maisa. Yeah, dying. Also, Liafos, yeah, but the idea of Liafos seems to have some level of Bagadisha. That's what the Gemara says. Tosfos point out that although we said that a person is allowed to take off his scabs and whatever, if it's painful, the Tosfos say, if there's no physical pain, let's say, but a person is embarrassed to walk, you know, in public with all that. So the way he writes it is, "Ein lechot tzar gadol mizeh," says Tosos. That's the greatest pain you can have. So clearly, Tosos extend physical pain to psychological pain. And therefore, just like by physical pain, one is allowed to do surgery, as the Chalkas Yaakov just proved from the Ramah, so too by psychological pain, one is also allowed to do something. Surgery, whatever. So what he says is, therefore, to beautify oneself when the reason behind it is because you're in pain. The Chalkas Yaakov got the same type of question that Moshe got. Also, someone wanted to get married and they wanted to do some sort of surgery, cosmetic surgery. He writes at the beginning, he said, I've never seen a tshuva about this, so I'm going to write a long tshuva about it. But again, that psychological reality does cause her psychological pain. That she wants to make sure she can get married and she thinks this is preventing her. Even though it's not a physical pain, nevertheless, you would be allowed to get the cosmetic surgery. He points out that that's all similar to Ramosha. Okay, but we point out Ramosha never talked about, what about the danger? So if he quotes from a tshuva of the Avnei Nezer in Yoredeya in Minshin Chaf Aleph, the Avnei Nezer was asked about a child that was born with something wrong with their leg. I don't remember what it was exactly. And they want to know if they should do surgery. And the Avnei Nezer didn't think so because There's some form of sakana. He didn't think it was allowed because of sakana. So the Chalkas Yaakov writes, and I'll read you the exact law. You don't have to learn that from the Avnei Nezer. Not all surgeries and not all places are the same. They're all different. He quotes later in Nos Ches of his Truva that the concept that the Gemara in Yevamos has in many places that and nowadays, because things have become so accustomed, so Shomer Psalm Hashem. And the Gemara uses that example in a bunch of places to say when things become so everyday, so normalized, so then we assume that it would be mutter. So he writes, it's Maisim Echol Yom. Cosmetic surgery happens all the time. There's like barely any danger there. It's considered part of this category, Kfar Dashu Be'Rabim, that people have been doing it time and time again, and Shomer Psalm Hashem, and one is allowed to do it, therefore, and there's no problem of Sakana. Now, this point, we're not going to get into because we don't have the time, but it's an important point to delve into as to whether this is, truly applies in such a case. Whether you can say, because people are getting so much cosmetic surgery, whether you can say, no, even the Dasha Be'Rabim, since people have been trampling upon this, quote-unquote, been doing it so much, so Shomer Psalm Hashem, it's okay to do it, question whether it applies in this case. Maybe we'll probably discuss it in another point. It's a very important concept in medical halacha in general. Nevertheless, that concept of Shomer Psalm Hashem, that we allow, once people do something, we kind of allow it to go. And it has to be defined exactly. Rav Tversky, like Rabbi Rav Tversky, wrote two long articles about that. We don't have time now to get into them, but anyway, so the Chalkas Yaakov does conclude, therefore, that if it's obviously a makom of tzorech, again, it's the same idea where the woman wants to get married, so you're allowed to do this type of surgery. It seems like it's, again, dafka when there's a tzorech to remove some sort of tzar, but if there's no tzar, and the woman just says, I want this, stam, and for no reason, then we don't have any proof that would be allowed, at least. And if anything, you would think it would be usher, both for the doctor and for the patient. I quoted this a few weeks ago. I just happened to have seen the Sefer of Rav Bakshi Doron, the old Rishon LeZion, from many years ago. So he has a Sefer called Binyan Av. So in Siman Nun there, so he also has this opinion that he quotes from the Gemara Tosfos in Shabbos that I quoted before, that psychological pain is a pain, and to remove that pain, it would be allowed to do this to beautify yourself also. And as the Chalkas Yaakov said, there's no real concern for sakana. Okay, so those are the two real mekilim. There are those that are very machmir about all this. The classic tshuva that I think a lot of people quote is the tshuva of the Tzitz Eliezer. The Tzitz Eliezer quotes the tshuva in Chela Gid Aleph in Simen Mem Aleph. He quotes from the tshuva of the Shari Tzedek in Yoradei on Kuf Mem Gimel the following. The Gemara in Bava Kamma and Peheyom at Aleph tells us, and this is a Gemara that most from doctors know, the pasuk tells Verapo Yirape. The pasuk tells us, "You shall surely heal." Mikan Shenisna Torah Shus L'Rofe L'Rafos. That from that pasuk is where the Torah gave permission, so to speak, for a doctor to heal, to do his job. Tosos there say, "Hani Mili." I'm not going to read it because I don't have it on the spot. But Tosos basically say that the Havamina is that you would have thought that you're allowed to heal someone when it's a maka that's bidei adam, that it's michutz, someone let's say fell and hurt their hand and they have a cut on their hand. So to put cream on it and to put a band-aid on, that was never in question. But what you wouldn't have known is a choli haba bidei shamayim. If someone got sick, right, that's bidei shamayim. So you would have thought you're not allowed to heal the person. Why? Because it's nirek kisoser gzeres hamelech. Because as if you're contrary, God, quote-unquote, made him sick. So why are you, as the doctor, allowed to heal him? So that's what the Torah is telling you. No, verapo yirape, that from here the Torah gave rishus, permission to the doctor to heal in those cases. Says the Tzitz Eliezer, says really the tshuva of the Shari Tzedek, that you see that this permission, quote-unquote, was only given by a choli. It was only given when there's a real sickness. When there's no real sickness, then there's the same iser of Pen Yosef, is iser chavala. I can't hit a person at that point. He says, therefore, when it comes to cosmetic surgery, there's no permission for a doctor to do anything. Kol Shekain says, see, when there's a sakana, even if it's a small sakana, but if there's any sakana and you never had permission, so that's gonna be a problem. It's an important perspective because You know, let's say there's no Isser Chavala. So you go to a plastic surgeon and they do a cosmetic surgery. And we say, no, there's no Isser Chavala, it's for your own benefit. But let's say they mess up and you don't like the way you look. So now retroactively, is there an Isser Chavala? That's something to think about. By the way, what the Tzitz Eliezer is saying is that the doctor never has permission to do this. It isn't a sickness. Unless, obviously, it is a sickness.
Doesn't he have a tshuva where if there's like a certain number of stitches you can make on Shabbos, he says, Zekele Bambeo, you can actually add stitches so it looks nicer?
Yeah,
but it's not specific.
Exactly,
it's
yeah.
Ready.
Correct. Yeah, he gives one more svara, which is an important hashkafic svara. But what he says is that it also looks like you're kind of going against God. God created us in a certain manner. We say, the Gemara in Tainis already tells us on Chafam Beis that Ain't Sur Kelokeinu, we say. And the Gemara Darshan says, Ain't Sur Ain't Sayer Kelokeinu. That there's no creator like God. God's the ultimate creator. And so God created us in a certain way, so suddenly we're going to want to change that. We're going to want to get, you know, a nose job. We're going to want to get, and presumably this applies to more than surgery. You would think, what?
Is art usher according to that?
Why would art be?
No, because you're also trying to make things beautiful.
But God made us, right, in terms of his creation. So that's what he's saying, inside, that he created us. This was like we're his molded, and then suddenly we want to get, and this would apply, I don't know, maybe to like Botox even. God wants you to look a certain way, and you're changing it. Now, this concept is a very important hashkafic concept, but not everyone agrees to it as a, you know, that this applies halachically. Rav Vosner has a tshuva in Shevet Alevi in Chelek Vav in Simen Kuf Tzadi Ches, where he points out that this idea comes from the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Samach Zayin, and also the Gemara in Chulin at the beginning, that the Gemara says that kshafim, right, there's an Isser kishaf, to do sorcery. Kshafim are, the lashon of kshafim are shemechashin pamalia shalmala, that you contradict the, you know, the heavenly palace. That's what we call shinoi b'maseh bereishis. That you can't make different something that happened. What that refers to, says Rav Vosner, though, is something that contradicts nature. Kshafim are things that contradict nature, but something that doesn't contradict nature is not a problem of shinoi b'maseh bereishis. Right? Vaharaya. Let's say someone needed a surgery. Let's say, like, obviously we don't say, oh, you're changing my surgery. That doesn't, like, make sense. There are times people get sick and they need to be healed and things need to happen and whatever it is. But that's just sometimes someone needs a graft, let's say. So what, you'll say it's a shino even massive rage? No, things that are within the world of nature. What? Aside from Kilayim. Very good. But things that are in the realm of nature, we don't say it's a shino v'maserations, we don't say it's a bad. That's what Rav Vosner says. Nevertheless, the Tzitz Eliezer does think that, or the Shaar Tzedek really thinks that this is an important hashkafic point, to just change and try to like contradict what God already made as if it wasn't enough. And as we said, the first point is that the doctor only had permission for things that were real holy. So obviously if there's a real psychological evaluation for the person, and there's a real sickness unless something happens, so the first point in the Tzitz Eliezer goes away. Because here we would say it's a real choli. But presumably in a case where it's not a real choli, when it's for dating purposes or just not for beautification purposes, Tzitz Eliezer is very, very against such a surgery. The other machmir that I found was the Minchas Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss, in Chelek Vav of his Tshuvas in Simen Kuf Hei, where he agrees with Rav Moshe that there's no chavala here, because it's not Derech Nitzayon, as we mentioned, it's not a manner of strife, it's to better the person. Nevertheless, he points out, unlike the Chalkas Yaakov, really, we consider the danger here. There is danger, and we don't just allow someone to do something if there's danger. He points out, if it was a Cholash Yeshua Sakana, so then, okay, you'd be allowed to do it. But if it's not, you can't just put yourself into danger, however little it is. Even if it's a Suffolk Sakana, you still wouldn't be allowed. And this is also the opinion of Rav Vosner, the Tshuva that I just quoted there in Chelek Vav. He has the same opinion that it's Aser. And he says also, because there's Sakana, even a Suffolk Sakana. Rav Vosner actually brings from a Zohar in his Tshuva, it's a short Tshuva, but he brings from the Zohar in Parshas Achremos. A few weeks ago, and he writes the following. I'll read it to you. So this is what he quotes. There was someone who had a mark on their face from something, they got a hit because of arayos. And he would cry all the time about this mark on his face, and he did tshuva. The heavier Rabbi Abba harshima mipana v'ayde maisa nesu tefila. And Rabbi Abba removed it through a maisa nes, through some sort of miracle. He removed the marking on his face. So Rav Vosner says, but al yidei mitu achlo shamanu, to do a cosmetic surgery, that we did, we never heard of such a thing. That's an interesting point Abhazir makes. But that's the point he makes. So again, mitzad echad, there are a lot of times that a doctors are going to say, you know, the surgery, cosmetic surgery, is not very dangerous, which is most of the time. And ma'isim b'chol yom, it happens all the time that people do these surgeries, and fardashu be'irabim, shomer b'sam Hashem, there's no sakana. Even more than that, when you're going to remove some sort of pain, even a psychological pain, and there's some sort of tzorech, some sort of toeles, for shiduchim or whatever, maybe there isn't an iser chavala. That's on one hand. But on the other hand, you know, every surgery does have some form of danger involved, even if it's not so dangerous. But there's also chashash, as we pointed out, what happens if they make a mistake? Then you're going to say, no, you were mechabel me. You did injure me. And more than that, maybe on a hashkafic point, it's contradicting, you know, what God made and our belief in Ain't Sire Kelokeinu, that God's the ultimate creator and we're his creations. Lemaskana, even the poskim who are mekilim, who allow cosmetic surgeries to beautify oneself, because that's not called derech nitzayon, that's not in the manner of strife, there seems to only be a heter when there's an actual tzorech, as we pointed out, when there's an actual need for it. But without any form of need, and a person just on a whim just says, I want to get some sort of plastic surgery, presumably it's an iser both on the doctor and on the patient to get it. Nowadays it's a real thing where people have, you know, people want to look like other people, so they just get plastic surgeries to look like other people. I just heard recently in the news, someone died. They tried getting plastic surgeries to look like a celebrity, and I think they died from it. So it happens all the time. Obviously, all these things, you may need some sort of psychological evaluation to see if there's a real choli for these people, but on a simple level, just to get it stam, without any real tzorech, doesn't seem like anyone does agree. However, again, we point out there are many mekilim, when there is some form of tzorech, whatever that may be, obviously the questions need to be asked what that would be. Okay, we'll stop here for tonight.